Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, "That's rad." It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, "I totes love going to the mall with Becca." Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, "Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case."
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the...
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Monday. It's 20 days till Christmas. It's like, whoa, time flies. I just love this time of year. I just, you know, I think probably most of us since we were little kids have just loved this time of year. Anyhow, a lot to talk about today and a lot on the program. I want to start out with asking who you support for Democratic president in 2024. I'll get to that in just a second. Also, I want to talk about the danger of the rich and powerful man bubble and how the January 6th committee can continue. Also, in the second hour of the program, I wanted to check in with one of our Trump-humping friends, Julio Rivera, and find out if he started trashing Trump yet, or, you know, what is the future of the Trump-humpers in the, you know, in the far right? Also, was Moore County power cut by January 6th terrorists to stop the drag show? And is the greatest threat to Trump not DeSantis, but someone else? I'll talk to you, I'll share with that with you in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, for the entire hour, Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, will be here to take your calls for that third hour of our program. So stick around for that. He represents the 17th District of California. There was a fascinating piece published over at the Washington Post over the weekend by Aaron Blake. It was titled, The Top 10 Democratic Presidential Candidates for 2024 Ranked. And his ranking was as follows. Number 10, Governor Pritzker. By the way, my question to you, and I'll be taking your calls in a little bit here. My question to you is, you know, who on this list do you prefer or do you think has the greatest chance of becoming the Democratic nominee and ultimately becoming president of the United States in 2 years? So number 10, Governor Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. Number 9, Josh Shapiro, the guy who was just elected governor in Pennsylvania. He gave a barn burner, a series of just extraordinary speeches. Number 8, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, who just got reelected. Number 7, Bernie Sanders. Number 6, Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Number 5, Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota. And I got to tell you, you know, during the primary 2 years ago, you know, I've said a couple of times on the air, in fact, I think I've apologized. I just went after Amy in ways that were, frankly, over the top. I am increasingly impressed by Amy Klobuchar, and I think that she's going to be a serious contender this time around. We'll see. Anyhow, she's number 5 on the Washington Post list. Number 4, Jared Polis, who is the, if I'm saying that right, who is the governor of Colorado and just reelected overwhelmingly in a purple state. Number 3, Kamala Harris, our current vice president. Number 2, interestingly, Pete Buttigieg, our transportation secretary, Mayor Pete. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the highest public office Pete Buttigieg has held that was elected was mayor of a medium-sized town. So, you know, I don't know what that means. And, of course, number 1, President Biden. He notes, also worth mentioning, Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. By the way, for those guys, and there's probably going to be a few other Democratic senators, one of the best ways to up, you know, if you're up for re-election in 2 years or 4 years, one of the best ways to get your name out there is to run for president in the primary, right? So anyhow, former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu, Representative Ro Khanna, listed by the Washington Post as one of the, you know, serious and viable candidates for president in two years. He'll be on the program today in the entire third hour. North Carolina Governor Ray Cooper, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Senator Elizabeth Warren. And frankly, I was surprised that Elizabeth Warren didn't make that top 10 list. But anyhow, that's the list, and I'm curious your thoughts on that and you know, who you might be supporting or who you might think have the greatest chance of winning, or both, or, you know, if they're different things, tell me that. So we'll go through that in a little bit. Also, my op-ed today. Let me get to the op-ed in just a minute. The other story I wanted to share with you in this first hour is how the January 6th committee can continue. The Republicans can shut down the January 6th committee. There's two points about this, actually, that I want to make. And the first is that I've had a couple of people, over the weekend, actually, friends of mine in correspondence or conversations, say, why is it such a big deal that Georgia go for Raphael Warnock instead of Herschel Walker? What difference does it make? We've already got, with a tie-breaking vote of Kamala Harris, we've already got 51 votes. And the facile answer, the answer that usually, you know, comes right out of the media, is that it will neutralize Joe Manchin. And that Kyrsten Sinema, who is up for re-election in 2 years, is more and more voting with the Democrats. I think, she sees the handwriting on the wall. And there's nothing wrong with neutralizing Joe Manchin. That's a good thing. But there's a much more important reason, if my understanding of Senate rules is right. And if you know that I'm wrong on this, please correct me. I've tried to, you know, verify this, and what I've found on the web seems to verify it. But my understanding of the Senate rules is that when the Senate is completely 50-50, each committee is completely 50-50. Although the leader of the committee is whoever holds the vice president's office, because that's the tiebreaker, right? So the Democrats will control all the committees. But because the committees are 50-50, and it takes a majority vote to change the rules of a committee, and the rules of a committee is where you define whether or not a committee can subpoena testimony, can force testimony, and frankly, whether, you know, brand new committees can even be created, that's all in the Senate rules, and the Senate rules require 51 votes broadly, but at the committee level, they require a majority plus one. So, in other words, if Raphael Warnock is elected, then the January 6th committee in the House could hand their investigation off to a brand new committee in the Senate that could give itself subpoena power. Whereas if Herschel Walker is elected, and weirdly, Herschel Walker referenced this over the weekend in an interview with Politico, although he was talking about the House. He apparently thought he was running for the House of Representatives. But nonetheless, if Herschel Walker is elected, then that January 6th committee will not be able to compel testimony in the Senate. If Raphael Warnock is elected, then they will be able to, in all probability. I mean, the senators will have to make the decision to do that. And you might have one senator on the committee who's going to be, you know, I'm going to stop this, you know, sort of like Joe Manchin preventing, changing our voting rules, For the People Act or the John Lewis Act. You know, he could try to block that. The other thing is that the House January 6th committee does not need to go away. Now, when the Republicans take over, they will take away from that committee the ability to use the major rooms in the Senate, like the Judiciary Committee room, you know, where they hold their hearings right now. The Republicans will take that away. But that doesn't mean that the committee can't continue. John Conyers did this on two different issues for years. He did this on HR, what was it, 686, 646, whatever that, it's been years now. But for years and years and years, John Conyers was holding hearings and promoting his, essentially, Medicare for All legislation, single-payer healthcare legislation. But I think perhaps more consequentially, when the Downing Street memo was published back in 2000, whatever it was, I think it was 2003 or 2004, and the Republicans controlled the House, John Conyers wanted to have an investigation into it. Now, the Downing Street memo was this memo that said, and it was out of Tony Blair's government, that said that, you know, we're going to, quote, fix the intelligence, with fix in scare quotes. We're going to rig the intelligence to conform with this story of weapons of mass destruction and Saddam Hussein representing an existential nuclear threat to the world that George W. Bush and Tony Blair were selling to the world to try to get traction for their invasion of Iraq. Their criminal invasion of Iraq, let me add. And so, you know, the Republicans controlled the House. They did not want this investigated. But John Conyers did it anyway. You can, as an individual member of the House, there are a bunch of rooms that you can basically sign up for. And he signed up for one that was, you know, it was essentially a closet. I mean, it was in the basement of the building. It held maybe 5 or 10 people at the most. It was a little tiny room. But he held hearings in that room for almost a year. Maybe more than a year, actually. I don't have the dates specifically for it. But John Conyers did this for quite some time. And, you know, the January 6th committee could conceivably do this. So we'll see where this goes. But those are the two things about that committee that I thought you probably wanted or needed to know about that are fairly important. I want to talk about the danger of the rich and powerful man bubble, and specifically how this is a danger to democracy itself. Right after this break. It's 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Who do you think would make a great candidate for president this time around? We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with more of the dangers against democracy right after this. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. That's code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. One more time, code FESTIVE50 at mancrates.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. The danger of the rich and powerful man bubble. What got me started thinking about this was a great piece by Brian Klass over on Substack. He writes for Substack, you know, regularly, and you can find his piece. Let me see here if I've got the URL. Yeah, it's Brian Klass, KLAAS.substack.com. And in which he was talking about how, you know, morbidly rich people tend to think that they got rich through their own genius. When in fact, science tells us that most morbidly rich people either inherited their money, that's about half of them, and the other half who made it as a result of basically, you know, luck, opportunity, privilege, you know, being in the right place at the right time, having the right parents, all those kinds of things, and not because they're geniuses. So here we've got Donald Trump saying that the United States Constitution should basically be canceled in order to make him president again. And this is the kind of mistake that a flock of geese would not make. It's the kind of mistake that evolution has designed against. But this small group of people keep making this mistake over and over, and our Supreme Court made this situation even worse. This mistake that Trump is making is the same mistake that Kanye West and that he made when he publicly had dinner with Kanye West and Nick Fuentes. You know, coming out, you know, in Mar-a-Lago, coming, walking into the dining room where everybody stands up and applauds them and takes pictures of them, and you know, they all go viral and everything and all that stuff. That's an example of extraordinarily bad advice and believing your own BS. This is the problem. This is the mistake that Napoleon made at Waterloo. This is the mistake that Hitler made when he invaded Russia. This is the mistake that Putin made when he invaded Ukraine. This is the mistake that Elon Musk, according to the business press, is making right now with Twitter, or that Sam Bankman-Fried made with Bitcoin, or that Mike Lindell is making in a dozen different ways. It's frankly the mistake that Xi Jinping is making right now governing China. All of these rich and powerful men have the same thing in common. They believed their brilliance or success in one particular area means that they are brilliant and will be successful in all other areas, which is not true. What each one of them have rejected is an informed decision-making process. In other words, what each has rejected are people telling them things they don't want to hear, challenging their beliefs. What each has rejected is essentially democracy. You know, I've written about this and talked about this for as long as I've been doing this program. But, you know, some of the just extraordinary science that came out in the 80s, the 90s, and in the first decade of the 2000s, most of it actually in the just, you know, 10, 15 years ago, about democratic behavior among animals. And this finding that when 50% of the herd of red deer are pointing toward one particular water hole, when they hit 51%, that's when they all decide to go to that water hole. That when a geese are flying, why does that flock all turn to the right all of a sudden? Well, it's because each wing flap is a vote. And every goose in the flock is voting which way to go with every wing beat. And it's not like the lead goose says, I'm going to turn right and everybody follows. I mean, watch a flock of geese sometime. They all move instantaneously. And it's because when they hit a vote of 51%, boom, they move. Same thing with schools of fish. Well, humans are wired this way too. We're wired for democracy. And this is how, you know, most Aboriginal societies are constructed. But what we have now are the Supreme Court encouraging the destruction of democracy. You know, letting morbidly rich people run our elections, control the narrative. We have the Supreme Court and Congress allowing monopolies in our media that stifle democracy. And this is not only bad for the United States and bad for democracy in general, this is bad for the survival of life on Earth because humans are screwing the planet up with climate change. So, you know, we've really got to do something about this. I mean, democracy is the ultimate survival mechanism built into all animal life by millions of years, hundreds of billions of years of evolution. So it's time for us to take democracy seriously again. And overturn Citizens United. So who do you think will make a good candidate for president? You know, Biden with his family had this meeting a couple of weekends ago in Massachusetts, and they were going to talk about it. They haven't said a word. That makes me think he's not running for re-election.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If he is, of course, he's done a great job. I'll support him all the way. Gavin Newsom has said the same thing. But who do you think would make a great candidate? We'll be right back with your calls.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dadication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. President Biden is now 80 years old. He would be 86 at the end of a second term, right? Because it's 2 years till the election, and then it would be 4 years after that. So 2 plus 4 is 6. that's how I have to do math in my head. I'm sorry, but and you know, 2 weekends ago, he was he and his family were, as I recall it, Martha's Vineyard, and the news story was they were going to discuss what to do about 2024, whether he would run again, and we haven't heard any word from that. But Aaron Blake published a piece in the Washington Post yesterday that I think tells us where the media, the national media, thinks this is at. They think that he's going to announce that he's not running for re-election, or he's going to put it off as long as possible and let a Democratic field emerge. Now, let me just say for the record, and I think I probably speak for most of my listeners and viewers, that if Joe Biden does decide to run again, even at the age of 82, that we'll support him. I'll just put that, you know, unless there's just, you know, in the next 2 years, we see some real noticeable cognitive decline or physical decline, you know, that would cause you to think it's probably not a good idea. You know, he's done a spectacular job as president. So, you know, number one, let's put that out there. But they mentioned, you know, their second mentions were Phil Murphy, Sherrod Brown, Cory Booker, Mitch Landrieu, Ro Khanna, Roy Cooper, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, and then their top 10 were J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, Josh Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania. Governors, by the way, tend to make great presidents. I mean, they know how to run things, you know. Although, again, Biden, you know, is a senator, and he's doing a great job. Number 8, Gretchen Whitmer, governor of Michigan. Number 7, Senator Bernie Sanders. Number 6, Gavin Newsom, governor of California. Number 5, Amy Klobuchar. I've been saying I'm more and more impressed with her every day. Senator from Massachusetts. Number 4, Jared Polis. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. He's the governor of Colorado, excuse me, who just got reelected with a huge margin. Kamala Harris, number 3, Pete Buttigieg, number 2, and President Biden, of course, number 1. So your thoughts on that and where we go. So picking up your phone calls here. Let's see here, George in Garden City, Kansas. Hey, George, your thoughts?
Yeah, Tom, good day.
Hey.
As far as the Democratic side goes, I'd kind of like to see Bernie Sanders. He was my first choice last time. And then, of course, I voted for Biden.
But Bernie is already 82, not to sound ageist, because I'm an old guy myself.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you, but I don't know. We'll see.
But I called back on April 5th, just to throw this at you, on the Republican side, and I said the way Liz Cheney was acting on the January 6th panel and knew she wasn't going to get reelected, I think she was thinking about a run. Mm-hmm. I know the RNC wouldn't do it, but the Lincoln Project would back her.
Yep.
She might make a good independent, and if Trump doesn't get the nomination, he's probably going to go independent. We're going to have a split party, but on that Republican side, you got to watch out for Mike Pompeo.
Why?
He's a scary one on that dark side. And as far as the Democratic side goes, I like a lot of them candidates. I like 2 of those governors. I think they would be fine, and I agree with you. If Joe Biden does run, I'm going to vote for Joe.
Okay. All righty. George, thank you for the call. Great to hear
from
you. Anita in Middletown, Virginia. Hey, Anita.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had I second the message about George Pompeo. He always has the look on his face that Sylvester did after swallowing Tweety Bird.
Oh, Mike Pompeo, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Pompeo. He's scary. Anyway, my vote for who would make a great candidate next is we need to get Democrats more solid on the integrity side, because we have great Democrats like Bernie Sanders, who I believe is honest and has high integrity, but then we also have powerful Democrats like Dianne Feinstein, who's in the other camp. And
yeah,
they really hurt the party.
I have a feeling Dianne Feinstein is not going to be running for re-election. I'm not sure when she's up. I think it's in 2 years.
Thankfully, but God, boy.
I mean, she's pushing 90.
Anyway.
And appears not to be all there.
Right. But Senator Mark Warner from Virginia is my senator, and he was previously our governor, left the state in wonderful shape, pro-environmental all the way. He's on the right side of all issues, and he has integrity. I've been communicating with him since he became my senator, and I just find him an outstanding person. He knows how the government works. Mm-hmm. I don't think bringing in somebody from outside of government is helpful, because you have to know the ropes.
Right. Yeah.
To get anything done.
And we saw that disaster with Trump.
Yeah, and that's why I'm against term limits, because it doesn't help to throw new people in that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It just makes more chaos.
I'm with you. Okay. Thank you very much. Anita, appreciate your thoughts. Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, your thoughts?
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Yeah. Briefly, who would I like to see run? Because I'm a dreamer. I'd like to see Sheldon Whitehouse probably win or run with Elizabeth Warren or AOC even. But
yeah,
and I do realize a lot of people say Elizabeth Warren is too much of a DNC apologist. But throughout a rather long career, she's done an awful lot for the people.
I don't think she's a DNC apologist. I think she's, she advocates pragmatic and practical positions,
exactly.
Generally speaking.
That's exactly how I
you know,
hear
I would call
exactly.
her an extraordinarily pragmatic progressive.
I do too. I'm not, well, yeah, people are going to argue the progressive, but I wouldn't argue it. I think I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
But if not, well, White House and Warren, then I'd go with Gretchen Whitmer, possibly, with White House. Because, interestingly, the New York Times interviewed 100 people. That's not, 10,000. But it was quite a lengthy list of both Republicans and Democrats. And you know who showed up more often than I think anybody else amongst both Democrats and Republicans? It's Gretchen Whitmer.
This was not just a group of 100 Midwesterners, was it?
No. Apparently it was.
Because she doesn't have that high a media profile, I mean, she pops up on MSNBC from time to time, but I think that's pretty much it.
I know.
Huh,
I think the reason the Republicans support her is because she's the one who stood up against the Trumpers, with the rifles outside their governor's mansion.
Right, and they tried to kill her.
And I think they remember.
Yeah, I think they remember. Yeah.
But otherwise, maybe Gavin Newsom and Whitmer, mm-hmm. something like that. But basically, I'd vote for anybody who can keep the GOP from winning.
Yeah.
That's basically
amen.
It.
Amen. I'm with you, Nicholas.
I'll vote for a dead Petunia.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Okay,
yeah,
Nicholas, thank you.
Because, they're going to be as dangerous as you've always said. We cannot allow them to get back in.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you, Nicholas. Pete in Huntsville, Alabama, your thoughts on the next president?
Yeah, thanks for your show. I'm from your fair city, born in your fair city, but live in Huntsville now.
Uh-huh.
I would recommend Amy Klobuchar. I've been very impressed with her book, Antitrust. It shows an astounding understanding of the history of this country, and the major issue facing us, I think, is corporatism and inequity.
Yeah. Is this a new book that she just came out with, or is it go back to before her last presidential run?
It's a new book. I'm pretty sure it's 2022, maybe 2021, but I've had it for a while.
We'll have to reach out to her and see if we can get her on about her book.
It's a great book. I think she also represents someone who isn't always demonizing her opponent.
Yeah.
And I think that will get a lot of more female votes and some of us men as well.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Just my thoughts.
Thank you very much. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, your thoughts on 2024.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I would like to also, with you, say as a qualifier, if not Joe, I would like to see Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg run as president and vice president, because Amy is, she's Minnesota, she's nonpartisan. Everybody likes her. You feel good after you talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
At every single intersection, she has something positive to say. She is working toward controlling monopolies. Ticketmaster, I think, was one that she headed. Internet for all. I mean, she is a progressive progressive, but nobody knows it. And she doesn't really care for anybody to know it.
Yeah.
She's just kind of subtly working on everything Democratic, small business growth, farm rule. Okay, let's go to Pete. Pete is, well, he gets on Fox News because Pete is not afraid of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pete has confidence, he has intelligence, he can act on his feet, he can think about an answer before he says it,
mm-hmm.
he's not reactive, and he cares. He cares about everyone, and he doesn't want to hurt people, and his answers never have that we're right, you're wrong, us against them, just like Amy. They're both just, I think they're a perfect combination.
Yeah, it would be Midwestern nice combined with the absolute ability to kick ass when it comes to the issues. That's fascinating. Okay. Well, thank you, Lori.
Thanks
for your thoughts. Pam in Seattle, your thoughts on the election.
Hello. I think I would choose Gavin Newsom first.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd really like a ranked choice voting here, and I think it sounds like a lot of your other listeners do, too.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen, I'm with you.
For you, at least. Second would be Amy Klobuchar, and then Gretchen Whitmer, and I would vote for Joe if he ran again.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So your first choice then is Gavin Newsom. I got
Gavin,
it.
Gavin, yeah.
Okay. Pam, thank you very much for the call, and thanks for your vote, as it were, your thoughts. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll continue your calls about, you know, who should the Democrats be considering for 2024 if President Biden decides he's not going to go for it? We'll continue the conversation right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls here on your media support group for We the People. Oiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private sensitive information, so don't be that person. Here's why I use ExpressVPN. Internet service providers know every single website you visit, and in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. No wonder it's rated number one by Business Insider and The Verge. I use ExpressVPN because I don't want my personal information out there for everyone to see. ExpressVPN protects my privacy, and they'll protect yours, too. Secure your online activity today. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and get an extra 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/T-H-O-M, expressvpn.com/Tom. And welcome back. Picking up your calls, Beek in Bloomington, Indiana. Hey, Beek, who for president 2024 in your opinion? Beek, watching Free Speech TV in Bloomington? Everything's working over there, Sean. Okay, going once, going twice. Bob in Desert Hot Springs, California. Hey, Bob, who's on your list?
Hey, Tom, always a pleasure. Tom, in my heart, I like Bernie Sanders. I think he's the smartest guy in the group. And I know he's up there in age, but, you know, he appears to still be smart as a whip.
Yep.
But I think the best choice would be Elizabeth Warren. She's a brilliant progressive. She's a woman. And I think she would be the right woman. And I think we could rally, you know, around her if Joe doesn't decide to run.
I love Elizabeth Warren. I think she'd make a spectacular candidate. I'm not declaring a preference here. I haven't made up my mind, frankly, but she would be certainly in the top five on my list. Bob, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Tom, have you read her book, Tom?
I have not.
It's great.
Elizabeth Warren's book.
You know, it just talks about her life, what a self-made woman she is, and came from a lower middle class family, and she's brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, I'll check it out. Bob, thank you. Thanks for the call. Martellus in Pasadena. Hey, Martellus, you wanted to talk about Herschel Walker?
You're the best amongst all journalists, Tom.
Well, thank you.
This is brief. Herschel Walker was, they say when a person is drunk, they say a drunken mind speaks a sober tongue. Herschel Walker was a franchise player for the New Jersey Generals of the USFL when Trump owned it. Trump groomed him to be this ignorant, racist politician. It's not because he got brain injuries from football. This is the way he thinks.
Hmm. And so therefore Trump pushed him out there, and therefore Trump hired him. That's interesting. Martellus, thank you for the information. Perry in Granite's Bay, California. Hey, Perry, who's on your list?
Well, I like Katie Porter, Tom.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think
good.
That she gets a not a lot to play out there, and I think she's brilliant. And she's young, and she is a student from Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
So I think she would be a brilliant candidate for president.
Okay. Perry, thank you for your vote, as it were. Melinda in Abiquiu, New Mexico. Melinda, what's on your mind? Who do you advocate?
Hi, Tom. I advocate for Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
And my reasoning is such, Bernie is only 1 year younger than Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put Bernie's mental acuity and physical energy and work ethic, honesty and commitment to progressive change against anyone in the field.
Are you sure Bernie's younger than Joe Biden? I thought he was a couple years older than Biden.
No, I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Yeah.
No, he is a year older.
Year older, okay.
He's only a year older than, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thanks for catching that. And you know, and as I would like to see him run either with Elizabeth Warren, who's 10 years younger, you know, as his VP,
mm-hmm.
or Katie Porter, and that would, you know, pick up anybody's concern about him aging out while he's in office.
Yeah, okay.
And I just think change the whole conversation in this country, and he is just, he's never, ever, ever changed his focus.
Yeah,
he's the most focused. Yeah,
and he's been the most consistent politician of my lifetime. I think I'm with you, Melinda. Thank you very much for the call, Len in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Len, we have about 35 seconds. You got a quick one?
Yeah. I know this may seem far fetched, but I would say Val Demings and Liz Cheney
for the Democratic nomination.
Yes. Val Demings and Liz Cheney as a running mate.
Huh. Well, Liz Cheney is still proclaiming that she's a Republican, so there's a small problem there. But
no, that won't be a problem.
That certainly would get the tough on crime vote.
Right. Well, that'll break the back of the GOP with Liz Cheney on the ticket. That will break their back.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very, very out of the box, Len, but I think you're onto something. I think the probability of it happening is, you know, very, very, very small. Wow. Len, thank you for the call. We'll continue the conversation, but let's check in first with Julio Rivera on the other side of the break, our friendly, crazy right winger. And we'll find out what he has to say about where the Republican Party is going to go, and then we can carry on this conversation into the next hour. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. 800-653-2073. That's 800-653-2073.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Bank.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming.